How can we be free? Simone de Beauvoir, the controversial novelist and existentialist philosopher, was really interested in this problem of how we can be free as human beings and our most authentic self. In her book, The Second Sex, which was published in 1949, Simone de Beauvoir observed that most of what's been written about human nature has been written from a male perspective, and therefore, maleness is considered the standard of human nature. In turn, women are defined by how they differ to men. Hence, she points out, one is not born a woman, but becomes a woman. What I think de Beauvoir means by this is that the roles we associate with women are not inevitable. They're not given at birth. They're socially constructed. De Beauvoir unveils what it means to be othered, to be defined as inferior to the male standard. Othering is still used today by modern academics to consider and unveil the social inequalities and injustices. So de Beauvoir elaborates how the construction of the idea of woman becomes very conflicting, because women are expected to meet expectations that are very difficult to meet and are in conflict, such as being an object, being a mother, being close to nature, and being a symbol of a wife and beauty. Despite being placed on the Vatican's Index of Forbidden Books, The Second Sex has actually been one of the most important philosophical texts of the 20th century. De Beauvoir highlights how for women to be free, or for anyone to be free and authentic, they need to create meaning for themselves. They need to also have the opportunity to create that meaning, and that requires society to create opportunities. Freedom is not abstract, it's very practical.